Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com on the line now. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you, Freddie?
Not bad.
Before we get to CanadianThinker.com, we got to clear the air here a little bit. I think you've upset our Matthew, because I was off last week. And I don't know what happened. Your lines got crossed. He wasn't able to get a hold of you. And he feels like maybe you and I were in cahoots, that since I wasn't here, you wouldn't join him. I think Matt's feeling a little put out, Freddie, like maybe you don't like him.
No, I love my Matty boy. Here's the situation. You know, we've had that problem periodically where you guys phone me, and for some reason it doesn't ring. It goes right to my voicemail.
Uh-huh.
That's what happened. I was busy last Wednesday morning, available. The phone didn't ring, I assumed. I'm thinking, these guys got to be on holidays at some point this summer. We hadn't touched base. I was back and forth between Peterborough and Brampton. My house is being renovated. My life has been a tad upside down lately. And it wasn't until a couple of days later I heard the voicemail from Matt saying, hey, Freddie, where are you?
So, Matty, are you cool with Freddie?
No, we're fine, yeah.
You're good?
I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't some sort of conspiracy.
No, Matt, I would have enjoyed talking to just you, because I find you to be a lot more intelligent than Craig.
Well, thank you, Freddie.
Okay. Yeah,
but who's more attractive? That's the question.
Oh, you, definitely.
Thank you, Freddie.
By the way, on the weekend, I was in Harrow.
You were?
Harrow?
Harrow.
Yeah, I was in Harrow.
What the hell were you doing in Harrow, Freddie?
You get lost?
Well, my daughter's getting married September 4th, and her fiancé's mother lives in Harrow.
Come on. So you're getting to know the big town of Harrow.
Well, yeah, and I stayed overnight in Kingsville. I stayed at Jack's Gastro Pub. There's a little inn above it called Inn 31. I stayed there. Very, very lovely spot.
Well, look at you being all southwestern Ontario.
Holy
cow. It was crazy. And then I went and I played golf at a little executive pitch and putt there down at, I forget what the name of it was. Down near the water there,
yeah.
Close to Harrow.
You're going to become a regular here, Freddie.
Yeah, it was nice, you know, very friendly people.
Yeah.
And as I say, that little inn there, Inn 31 in Kingsville, the people were just over the top, nice and wonderful. Wow.
Kingsville is a beautiful town. Leamington, Kingsville, all along the water there. Very nice.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And it really is the type of place that if a fellow was going to retire, he might want to have a look at.
Sure, yeah.
All right, so I'm reading CanadianThinker.com, and you got the opportunity to see, as you call him, probably the premier entertainer of our lifetime, Paul McCartney at the ACC.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, my buddy Darren, a mutual friend of ours, called me, and he said, listen, I can get us some McCartney tickets, but they'll cost $270 each or something. So at first I said, no, I'm not spending $270 a ticket to go see anybody. And then the more I thought about it was our 30th anniversary, my wife and I, and we really hadn't done anything to, we were supposed to go to Spain, but then my daughter decided to get married, so that changed. So we really hadn't done anything for the 30th anniversary, and I thought, what the hell? Both of us grew up on the Beatles and love McCartney, and he's 68 years old. This may never happen again, so let's do it. So, for $580, my wife and I went and saw McCartney Monday night at the ACC, and it was worth every penny.
Wow. Did you have great seats? How far were you from the stage?
Yeah, like a stone's throw. We were sort of side stage and then just elevated a bit. I'd say McCartney was 50 yards from us.
Oh, maybe. That's very cool.
And he was in great form, played for 3 hours. His voice is still remarkably strong. The show was a fabulous mixture of old Beatles. I guess it's all old Beatles, right?
Yeah, so there's not a lot of new stuff coming out.
Old Beatles, the not-so-old Beatles, or the newer of the old Beatles, and lots of Wings. And, you know, he only played a couple of songs that he's written lately. And it was just fabulous. He's a great entertainer. He was fabulous with the crowd. The show, like with the video and behind him, it was just exceptional. It really was an experience.
How many hours was he on stage for?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
This guy is 68 years old, you know, and he can still bring it. Although, you know, there's a technique. After every song, he says something or stands up and bows and I quickly realized that that's grabbing his breath between songs. But again, you know, the guy is so slim and looks so good, and as I say, can get around that stage pretty good for a 68-year-old guy.
Any highlights of individual songs?
Well, that's the thing, Matty, because when you're sitting there and you're into it for close to $600 for a couple of tickets, and Paul McCartney is 50 yards away and steps up to the mic and sings Yesterday, you know what? Money is no object.
Now, that'll do it right there.
And, you know, Hey Jude, same thing, just along the winding road. I mean, this is stuff, right? Like, in the mid-70s, like, I'm going out with my wife, and this is the music of our life. I mean, it is. It yeah. absolutely is. So to see it performed live was, as I say, just a great life experience.
Now, with all that money spent in your 30th anniversary, Freddie, did it all pay off? Did you get an anniversary leg over?
Oh, geez. Are you kidding? Of course. I'll tell you.
Well, you got it.
It was Bang Time in Brampton.
Oh, my Lordy.
Oh, my.
I was in Brampton on the weekend. I think I felt the earth move while I was there.
Oh, were you really in Brampton
yeah.
on the weekend?
Yeah, we had a baptism to attend, so I was up there in beautiful B-Town. Roman
baptism,
around.
They still doing those things?
Yeah, Freddie. Listen, I married into a Roman Catholic family. What do you want in my life? I got to attend.
Were you ever baptized?
No. You know what's funny? I think I was christened. I was christened when I was a baby, but I'm not of the Catholic faith.
Right.
When Maria and I got married, we had to go meet the priest and the whole deal because we had like the full on Roman Catholic 6-hour mass, and we sat through this whole process with the priest, and I realized it really didn't matter whether I was there or not. Maria was the Roman Catholic. I could have done the damn wedding over the phone from my parents' place.
You mean the priest didn't make a pass at you? Well,
oh, no.
There you go. You're ahead right there.
He knew I was getting married, so I wasn't into him. Plus, I was a little past the age range they kind of dig.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, Freddie, my love. Hey, listen. Oh, I got to ask you this before we let you go, and I know it's just off the cuff, and maybe you can think about it and share it with us next week. We were just talking on the air about baseball or hockey accidents you've seen, and I know you've been to a ton of sporting events. There was a story of this kid who was at a baseball game in Houston with his girlfriend.
Right.
And a foul ball comes out, and he ducks out of the way of it, and it clocks his girlfriend. So
yeah, I know. What a hero. I thought.
Yeah, he dodged.
Yeah, it's a great little story. So we were just sharing stories on the air of people, you know, taking pucks in the mouth and that type of thing. Were you ever a witness at a hockey game or a baseball game of somebody taking a pretty good injury?
Oh, I once saw. I was at a Yankee game once in Yankee Stadium. It was hilarious. A bunch of Blue Jay fans were there, and the Jays did something, so this guy stands up, right, and he starts cheering the Jays, and he turns around and starts heckling the Yankee fans. This Yankee fan hauls off and whips a hot dog at him, right? Hits him right in the shoulder, but sort of wedges between his shoulder and his neck like it's laying there.
Yeah.
So this Blue Jay fan just grabs it and starts eating it.
Mm-mm, good.
No, that wasn't an injury, but it was
that's pretty good.
I remember. And you know what? At my age, remembering things is good.
Yes, it's key. It's very key. All right, Freddie, always a pleasure. We'll continue to do as we always do. Read CanadianThinker.com.
I'm loving you, boys.